on.
Hey guys, it's before. Isaiah here, and I'm here with my friend starting a podcast. We got Nathan.
All right, so every time Michael says I'm gonna slap him.
We got Omar.
I never met my dad, and he still hasn't paid child support.
We got Michael.
Black people are cool.
Hey, that was that.
Oh, that was enough. We got Kyle.
Hi.
Just pretend that.
Ernesto.
Michael sucks at COD.
Daniel.
What is his face?
And your Y kid, Xavier.
Destiny sucks
at. What is his face?
Right, let me just start talking about shit. He's gonna go first.
All right, I'll start this off. Omar, continue with your story, sir. I know some stuff is happening.
We need to continue.
I'll just start with this. So before, because I went to the mall like an hour ago, and like before the mall, my mom told me there was going to be some religious people coming to our house so they can talk to me about stuff I do. I'm like, what do you mean? And I was just like, I wasn't looking forward to that. And whenever I got home, just like 30 minutes ago.
Okay, wait, what the hell do you do?
I got home 30 minutes ago, and then there was like these religious people with my grandma.
Just keep going.
Come on. Daniel, shut the fuck up. Stop up
on
this fucking
Fortnite. Okay. All right. Just keep going.
Okay. So like 30 minutes ago, there was these religious people with my grandma sitting on a table, and it, they were reading the Bible, and then I went inside, and they told me to sit down for them with like. They told me to sit down with them for like 30 minutes or an hour, and like I sat down with them for like 10 minutes, and they're already getting to the point where I'm like, you need to change your attitude. You can't dress how the way you dress. You can't like this stuff you like. And I got pissed, and mid prayer, I just booked it. Like some black guy at Foot Locker stealing some Jordans.
Then you're going to hell.
Like Boon King style, you know? And I booked it, and ever since now, it just brought me here. And I'm not supposed to be here right now, but like, Boon King.
Do it for the podcast.
There's no such thing as husband.
Wait, what's their podcasting name?
Who cares? Just keep talking.
We don't have a podcast name. It's called The Sims.
It's The Sims.
What's the next story we're talking about?
A 40-cent game?
Well, who's got the next story to tell? Oh, okay. I want to tell you.
Talk about your dream.
Tell me your dream.
Which one? Like the one I talked about, Moscow?
Yeah.
Oh, Moscow. You guys never heard. So, I had a dream like what? I think it was... I had a dream on Thursday, right? And I was in Moscow, okay? I don't even know how it looks over there. Like, the start of, I was in Moscow.
It's
and
just
the,
like a Mexican.
And the sign was, like, in English. It said, like, entering Moscow. I don't know if it was, like, in their language.
Do you know if it's in English or you just were able to read it?
I don't know. Anyway, so I was walking down, like, some freaking, I don't know, some path. But I had, like, an apartment, whatever. I had houses in it, so, yeah, whatever, you know? Anyway, I heard somebody say, kill him. So I'm like, oh, dang, it's about to go down. So... it's about to go down. So I was gonna go in the house, and then freaking everybody just started looking at me, like pointing at me, like freaking. We're gonna kill him. I was like, oh, they're pointing at me. So I just started running, and I was running, and then some waitress like took me in the bar. Okay. Alright, and then like this is where stuff starts getting weird. She took me in the back, and like there was an escape pod. I don't even know why.
She took you in the back.
No, damn it. Shit. Okay, there's an escape pod, and then she threw me in there. Like she threw me. I forgot to mention that before. She actually threw me, and then I saw her like getting killed. Like, oh man, she sacrificed her life for me. And then next thing I knew, escape pod just shot up in the air, and I saw like Earth getting smaller and smaller, like I'm gonna die here in space. And the next thing I knew, like the door just opened, I just flew out.
in space.
And then like, and I just woke up like, oh, well, that was a crazy dream.
Oh, okay, that was a dream.
It was a lot of
yes, it was a dream.
It was a lot funnier, like, at school when he said this, but now it's, like, boring.
I know, because you guys heard, but nobody else heard.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah,
I did.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, see?
Well, great dream, Michael. Funny,
thank you for
Xavier
the
Xavier thinks he's special because he's
I'm just kidding. Okay,
anyone else
does
want to
explain
have
a story?
I have a story.
All right, Daniel, can you explain your story to us?
All right.
You're so
gay. Are you gonna shut up?
We're sorry, dude, but this game is a big.
No, I forgot my story.
Okay, right. Okay.
You forgot your story?
I actually forgot my story.
Okay, just keep going.
Okay.
Who's next? Wait, are you serious? You're playing goddamn Roblox right now?
Like Battlefield.
Sorry.
Okay. Right now. Does anybody have another story?
And that's the
I got millions.
It's called Phantom Forces. Free to play.
Nobody hears like
a noise. I have a dream.
Okay, Danny, you go.
So I had this dream where it's called it was really weird. Like I was I woke up, like it was like a regular fucking day. So I was like, yeah, it's a regular day. And I thought it was actually a real life dream, so I was a real life dream. I thought it was actually like real life, so I didn't think it was a dream. And I woke up, I got dressed, and I went to school and everything. After school, like stuff went weird. Like it turned into like Doom. Like,
Doom.
Yeah, that's like, oh, okay, I guess it's Doom now. Like everyone was dying from like the demons and stuff. I was like, so I said to my death. So I just like ran to one that I found out that I couldn't die because I was God himself.
Bird box demon trying to kill you.
And I was just like right there, like, oh, I'm God. So I started like just killing everything. And I saw humans as well, and I just destroyed Earth. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Wow, you're
a dream.
That's it. All right, Doom. Dream, I guess.
Michael, you need to talk about all your stupid phone calls you made during school.
I only made one phone call.
Do you guys have stamps?
Oh my God!
Okay.
Oh my God! It was just stamps. Okay, I went to a post office. And me being the stupid kid I was, I'm like, do you guys have stamps? And I'm pretty sure like the guy looked at me like, you fucking stupid kid.
And then he ended up only buying one goddamn stamp.
50, it's 50 cents for a stamp. I'm like, all right.
What about the time you called the gay strip club?
Like, I didn't call it gay strip club.
Right, tell the time you called the strip club.
Okay, so what happened? I think we're just prank calling people. And I did it off of my phone. And I didn't want to because I thought like something was going to happen.
Did you post R67?
Yeah, I did.
It didn't work.
I didn't even know that was...
It's like Michael Raleigh, I called it.
What are you doing?
Okay, so I was calling them, and I was so stupid. I said, like, do you guys have a stripper named Glitter? Like, what?
Right, in his defense, I told him to ask for a stripper.
And then next, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna have a party for like my high school friend.
High school?
Like he's getting married and
he's getting married. I'm like, do you guys deliver?
No, you said you guys sell strippers.
Okay, he was trafficking. Actually, so anyway, the guy says like, I guess he called my bluff. He's like, why don't you stop? He's like, why don't you stop calling me? Go bother somebody else. Like, he was sounding pissed, though.
He's
speaking of phone calls.
Maybe because Glitter didn't suck his dick.
I was going to, I was going to call him back, but like, shit, man, what the hell am I going to do? I'm like, nah.
Maybe he was Glitter. Maybe you just called the wrong strip club. Maybe it was a gay strip club. Maybe his name was actually Glitter, like his performance.
Nah, his name was Ferreira.
Speaking of prank calls, Omar, didn't you do one like at a Chinese restaurant?
Oh, no, it was an African restaurant. Kyle was there.
Oh, what the heck?
Kyle, remember?
African
restaurant. So like, okay, we called one in Sacramento, I think, and I like Kyle has a recording, but I just went, I asked him, is this a restaurant? And then it like. And the girl's like, yeah. And then, and then it's called like, I'm like, what kind of food do you guys serve there? Obviously, I knew it was African restaurant. And she's like, oh, we serve Nigerian food. So I'm like, so Nigerian food? And she's like, yes. And then I asked him, I proceeded to ask him, do you guys do takeout? And then she's like, yeah, we do takeout. And then I'm like, yeah, it's because I got this massive boner.
Oh my god!
She got that little giggle. And I'm like, yeah, it's like, and then she told me like, yeah, we do takeout. Just need to do that. And I'm like, yeah, it's because I popped like 5 Irish because my grandma's coming over later. and then she stayed quiet. And then what's called, and then I asked him, do you guys do monkey? Everyone started laughing, and so I just hung it up. It was funny. Yeah, exactly. That's why I was like, do you guys do monkey?
Michael, what about the GameStop one? I got something you gotta try and do again.
Dude, what do you want to do?
You need to try and call Colgate again.
Hell no. Oh, I tried calling Colgate. So I could tell him my breath still stinks.
Dude, we have to do that. Alright, I called GameStop as well. GameStop, like the one before, like, and then we called the GameStop in Sacramento. Yeah, I was like, you guys have a body pillow, dude. And then the guy's like, oh, now we're down, dude. And I was like, did I ask him, Kyle? I was like,
do you guys have anime games?
Oh, I was like, do you guys have anime
games? Yeah, we have tons of them.
Yeah, we have tons of them. We have tons of RPG games. And then I was like, oh, dude.
He got quiet after that.
He got quiet, and then he was like,
you're like, screw you, then.
And Omar was like, dude.
I was like,
he didn't answer, and then he's like, screw you, then.
Fuck you, then.
The McDonald's donut.
Dude, McDonald's one was too. It was a girl, I think, and then I was asking.
I gotta say something. Wait. How come nobody here's like freaking telling their own stories? It's like me and Omar.
Sorry, it's because like, let me tell this one story.
I'm trying to control your dreams, damn it.
We then prank called McDonald's.
I control my dreams. I don't want
my dreams.
So we then prank called McDonald's, and then it was some like a Latina chick that got on the phone, and I was like acting like a 32-year-old stoner. I was like, you guys like hard. And she's like, yeah, you ordered pizza online. And I'm like, yeah, it's because, like, my mom, like, I live in her basement, and I'm, like, 32 years old, dude. And
that's
I'm like,
my cousin.
and it's called, and she's like, yeah, you ordered pizza online. And I think I said something so stupid after that. I was like, yeah, you're pretty hot. I think I don't think I said that, no?
Yeah, I think you were talking about, like, I can't remember. You're talking about,
yeah, you're Africans. Totally there.
No, you're talking about like, once I get my job, what can I do?
Oh yeah, yeah. I was like, oh yeah, once
can I
get hard,
serve McDoubles?
She was like, no, we don't do that to stories. I was like, can I serve McDoubles? Like, come on, dude. And then she's like, nah, we can't do that.
Either. And you're like, what's your name?
I'm like, what's your name? She's like, I have to go. I'm like, no, what's your name? And she hung up.
They have some desperate.
And then we did I forgot what you know.
Oh, Chinese restaurant.
The Chinese rap. Oh, that
dude,
one was
that
like,
one was a funny
that,
one.
That one was cool because like she answered.
Are you
like,
kidding?
And then, yeah. I asked her what kind of Chinese restaurant is this, and she gave me all the details. And I'm like, yeah, I think you guys stole my dog, dude. Like,
oh my god!
He's been missing for like 2 days now, and I couldn't find his ass.
And she was like, yeah, police. We have police to about it.
Yeah, and then she went straight to the police. I told her like, can you guys give my dog back, dude? Like, I'm serious, bro. I missed that guy. And you're like, if you want, we can transfer you to the police department, like right next to us. I'm like,
you're like, nah, dude.
He's like, nah, dude. I just get another dog.
I was talking about this dog. All right, so my sister tutors like Asian little kids down in the Asian. I don't know how, but like, the two of the kids got like onto this argument, saying, "But like, you know, you like dog, cause like they've actually eaten dog."
Because
apparently, in like Japan, like they do sell dog as like
no,
street
it's China.
Food.
Like,
it's both places.
Both.
North Korea.
And Korea.
Like, North Korea doesn't eat at all.
She told us, right, like, maybe 2 hours ago, we're like, wait, what the fuck? Like, did you, I'm really like, you should have asked what it tasted like.
Yo, what if they actually have hot Cheetos over there, like the cheetah, but the flavor is cheetah. and then once you got the bag, you see the cheetah, like, hung up like that.
Yeah. Oh my God. The Cheeto factory in Japan is like a bunch of cheetahs.
They're like, we need a cheetah.
He's skinned and shit.
He's like,
nah, freaking the video, Anthony Hathcock has them skinning a dog.
Oh my god, you showed me that?
That video is nasty.
I've seen many videos of dogs dying, like,
no,
in skin and all that.
It's like this trailer full of, like, just dead dogs. They're skinning,
awesome.
They're skinning a dog alive.
Yeah, I saw
awesome.
You showed me?
The dog, had, like, has no skin, still moving around slowly,
like,
and then finally
minutes.
Just falls off the trailer and
it's
dies.
It's sad, though. I was like, damn, man.
So
that's
sad.
So
dude, I can watch cats suffocate with dogs.
Yeah, I showed, there was, like, this one video I found on the internet where there's this guy, he gets two kittens, and he puts them.
Oh, no, dude, don't even say
and no, you know what he does?
No.
He gets two kittens. He puts them into a vacuum bag and like suffocates
what
them like
the
that.
What the hell? Oh my
dude,
god!
That was like the funniest thing I've ever saw.
The funniest thing.
I was
what
laughing.
The funniest
I know. Kyle, so you didn't want to watch it though, dude.
There's this video of like this. Yeah. It's like next to the sidewalk, and now that like the stroller falls down, and now that a truck like runs over the baby's head.
Oh, I've seen that. Dude, where do you guys find this kind of stuff?
The one that has like the eyeballs.
Oh my god.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
ABC
no,
Mouse.
I got it from like Rush or something. I
on ABC Mouse.
Oh my god.
It's like time for a little violence.
You have to get reported for this now.
Oh my god.
You want to know something else I saw?
No, Omar, we don't want to know what you saw.
But Jensen could probably hear us.
He's all checking
out. Well, we don't do it, so like, why are we going to get arrested?
Okay, we need another story. Danny, remember the time we were here for Xavier's party? And, you're texting to some girl.
Xavier's party only had three people.
No, 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 some girl's texting you.
Yeah, yeah, I told you the messages.
Yeah, some girl's texting you.
Yeah, I was in Las Vegas. I told you guys the story. Yeah, okay, let me just say it right now.
Yeah, just say it.
You did I tell you the story?
Or no, been like the only quiet one.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
He's like, that is a great time.
You two are the only ones that didn't hear the story. Okay.
No,
you're retarded, Kyle. You're like, you're organized.
No,
I did not hear the story.
Let me play.
I shot it.
Guys, I want
to
play.
I'm going to tell the story. I tell a story during summer. I was in Las Vegas, right? And like, it was 12:30 a.m. And I was like texting this one meme page, right? And we were just texting like all like night long. And after that, like we stopped texting because like we're gonna go sleep. And he lives in like Texas, so it's like for him, it's 2 in the morning for him. So he's like, dude, I'm gonna go sleep. And after that, I'm like, all right. So I'm right there in Las Vegas, and everyone else in my family's asleep. So I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna charge my phone and go sleep. So I put my phone down, and they're like, I'm gonna go sleep. Now I instantly get a notification. I'm like, oh, it's probably him again.
So like, damn it. It's like, what?
Now that it's like a text message from my personal account on Instagram. I'm like, what the text is my personal account? So I went on there. Now it was just this one girl, and she like DM'd me. So I looked at it, and she's like, hello. Now I was like, oh, fuck it, who cares? So I'm like, hi. Now that she's like, hi, where are you at right now? I'm like, do I know you? Now that she's like, what's your name? I'm like, why do you want to know my name? She's like, I just want to know. I'm like, first tell me your name. I forgot her name. And I got this, she's like, I'm like, all right, my name's Daniel. And it's pretty obvious because it literally says Mr. Dirty Dan. She's like, oh, I thought it was probably Danny. And I'm like, in my mind, I was like, this girl's literally retarded.
It's some Down syndrome girl.
And then
I was getting more mad because this girl was making me stay up later and I wanted to go to sleep because we're going to walk the strip
Why can't you just tell her, like, I'm going to go to bed?
I was going to tell her, but she kept on messaging me. But she's like, where do you live? I'm like, why do you want to know where I live? She's like, just tell me where you live, please. I'm like, no. She's like, where do you live at? I'm like, I live in Vegas, all right? I'm in Vegas right now, and I'm living in it forever. And she's like, oh, you live in Vegas? I'm like, yeah. And I was like, she's like, yeah, I thought you lived in Woodlake. For me, like, I know how hacking works and stuff like that, so probably she probably still has my old ads, like, my old IP. It was probably like where I was like last time. She probably like if it was a random like fucking retard, they was trying to get my IP, so he saw it back in Woodlake. But since I was in Vegas, I always turn off my it's called location. So when she said, I thought you lived in Woodlake, I'm like, I used to live there. Nah, that's like now I live in Vegas. And how the hell do you know that? And she's like, oh, one of my friends recommended me your account from Woodlake. I'm like,
who's this friend?
Who is this? Yeah, she's like, yeah, I wanted to ask you something. I'm like, what? She's like, would you want to date me? And then I was like, that's all like, oh my God, this actually pisses me off. Like, when someone messages me saying they want to date me, it pisses me off. So I'm like, I was like, no. Now she's like, why? I'm like, because I don't know you at all. And you just, there's no way we could see each other anyways if we did date. I'm like, and I don't even know you. You don't know me. Why do you want to date? And I was like, you look cute in your pictures. And I'm like,
oh, damn. You should take
it. And I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, no, I don't want to date. She's like, all right, then I guess you're just going to be a little bitch about it, huh? And I was like, that pissed me off so much because I wanted to go to sleep. I'm just going to stay up later. I was like, all right, you little bitch. I'm like if you're going to talk shit right now, I'm going to talk shit too. Like, you're going to call me a little bitch for not accepting you to my girlfriend. And I was, don't stop being a little bitch about it. And she's accepted, all right?
Oh, my God.
And that's like, you're actually pissing me off. I'm supposed to be asleep right now, and you're making me stay awake, you fucking retard.
She's like, BRB.
And now that she's like, why you gotta be so mean? I forgot after I told her. I think, how I want her family to die from cancer or something.
it turns out she started, she was like some big brolic black dude. She's like, hey, yo, you don't wanna date me?
And now that I started talking so much shit, and now that she blocked me, so I couldn't show the messages anymore.
Dang.
Why don't you have two RPGs?
Most likely it was a guy.
Who's
playing Roblox?
Throughout the month of December, I've been asked out by four gay guys, and I was so, you know what happened?
Me.
The first one. It was on Snapchat. I woke up to go to school. It was already 8:30. I was gonna go get the bus at 10, right? And I was just eating breakfast. I get a Snapchat text. I was like, what the fuck? And he just says, hey, good morning. I'm like, what's up, bro? He's like, are you gay? I'm like, are you? He's like, you want to start something? He's like, no, I'm sorry. He's like, I just really want you to be gay because I like you. I was like, whoa. And I'm like, no, I'm not gay, bro. Like, just stop.
It's just whoa.
I was like, whoa, dude. That's like, whoa. and then he started acting like one of those girls that. Acts all innocent because I was already in
a
heat.
A guy that's like,
oh my god, dude.
He's like, ma'am.
I'm like, dude, don't even act like that, bro. Like, I was like, dude, don't even act like that. And he's like, I'm sorry. I call him a faggot. And he's like, I'm sick. And he's like, I'm literally crying right now. I'm like, I don't care. And then the next one was actually pretty nice. Like, no, okay, not like that. Like, the next guy was nicer. He was like,
damn, he's here. Get a hit marker on him.
He was like, hey, I'm like, he's like, because I already knew he was gay. But like, he's like, hey, I'm like, what's up? You want to go out? I'm like, no. he's like, why? I'm like, cause I'm not gay.
Yeah, I knew
he's like, even if I was gay, you're ugly. I'm like, no, I'm just kidding. But like, yeah, I don't like gay people. He's like, it's all right. I mean, I respect that. I'm like, I respect that you're gay, but at least you weren't like the other guy. He's like, what other guy? So you're gay? I'm like, no. And that was so weird, dude.
Oh my god.
Can I play?
I should tell you guys a story about me and this one. Other than, you want to tell your story?
Yeah, it's about a gay guy that asked me out.
Okay.
It was on Discord. I was just minding my own business, about to go to sleep. And all of a sudden, I received a message on Discord. It was like, hey, I'm like, hey. He's like, have you ever, like, dated someone? I'm like, well, no, I'm still single my whole life.
We're all single here.
Okay, then.
We're all single.
Well, no, we're not.
No. Well, not all of us.
Daryl.
Not
all of us.
Shut up.
So, okay.
Like that one guy. He's like that one guy from SpongeBob. Like that one episode.
He's like, are you straight? He's like, are you straight? I'm like, yeah, I'm straight. He's like, have you been dating a guy? I'm like, no, never. Never. Yeah. I'm like, never.
My whole life.
And he's like, oh. I'm like, how can you bring up this thing so quickly? He's like, oh, because, you know, I just wanted to ask you. I'm like, what?
like, you ain't getting
like, this toast. Then I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not gay. I'm sorry. I just can't date a guy. He's like, oh, well, you look, your personality sounds so cute right now. I'm like, just stop it.
You're like, damn it.
Stop it.
Guys, go to sleep.
Like, then I said, okay, I'm going to go to sleep. And he starts telling me about his personality being, he starts telling me about his personality being all shy and everything. I'm like, yeah. And after that, I just blocked him.
Yeah, dude, I hate those people irritate me the most.
Do you have like any stories to tell Ernesto or Kyle?
I don't.
That happened with an actual.
You do?
Girl.
You have a story? Ernesto, yeah, tell us a story.
My ex's.
Hey, Ernesto's telling us a story.
So I started going out with Ernesto.
Oh my god.
So I was in Universal Studio. Have you guys ever been to Universal?
No, yeah. I know. I actually have. Okay, I've been there.
Six Flags for life.
Hey, dude, we can go out.
Okay, shut the flip up. Guy, thank you. Alright, so I was in Universal and I was at some restaurant that's called Krusty Burger and I got
it's from The Simpsons, okay? It's from The Simpsons. It's
actually place.
Sorry about that.
Alright, so I was in Krusty Burger, I got my food and then there was some kid and like I don't know if he wasn't like in some wheelchair.
Why are you laughing over him being in a wheelchair? Like Hot Wheels.
I didn't say that. I was like, Mom, guess what? It's Hot Wheels. She looked at it. She started fucking laughing.
She's like laughing at the kids. She's like,
wait, was that? Wait, was that the story?
Yeah, no, there was more.
And okay, to tell us more, damn it.
He had a dog. No, yeah, he has a dog with him right now, and there's some guy accidentally stepped on him, and the kid's like, what's wrong with you? I just started fucking laughing.
Dude, you're a dick.
It's
like,
a real joke, dude.
My parents, I couldn't even eat. Dad, these kids are fucked up.
Oh my god.
Because that window is open.
No, there's a little bit. Oh. More. I went to the bathroom.
Dude, your mom's in there like, what are you talking about?
Dying, and then there was like some guy who went in and he was like, are you okay?
He was
like,
go no, back in. Now like, to close like, that no, window.
Well, then go close this window if you want.
Okay, so that's all?
That's it.
All right, that's my story.
Okay, what was it?
Kyle got the story.
This is also.
What do you mean?
Just said
I don't have a story.
Kyle.
Hope the screen off. Not that hard to put in.
Okay, I have my story. So nice to do Discord as well. So it's called.
Guys.
Nobody
cares about us though. You're done now.
Okay, yeah, you're over.
So, I was in this Discord server with this one meme page I'm really good friends with, and he made a Discord server, so I joined it and I became an admin in it. And like,
all right.
Not him. It's another one.
Oh, another gay kid.
Hey, get out here.
Start up. Your grandma naked.
This meme page is like Opa.
Opa.
Opai or
something. Opai.
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 Okay, yeah, that's his name. It's called, it's that, and it means like tits and jit.
Yeah, umpire. Yeah,
it
means tits.
And like, so the guy's username is that. So he invited me to his Discord servers, and I became an admin on that. And there was this one guy there that was like, he was talking about how like he was a crossdresser.
Oh what?
Not the meme page. Some other guy.
He dressed up like a.
So this other guy. He was telling us like how he's like a crossdresser.
So he's a tramp.
Yeah, he's a trap. Nerada's like talking to him. I was like, so you're a crossdresser, huh? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, why do you crossdress? He's like, I think it makes me feel like I'm pretty, and I look at myself and I see myself. It makes like look completely different when I dress up as a girl. So I take pictures of myself, and now I masturbate to it.
What?
That's so smart.
Me too.
Think about it, because like instead of asking a girl on Snapchat for a nude. And like, when you screenshot it, they'll tell you. But like, well, if you make your own nudes, that's awesome.
Nah,
like,
you can do it. It doesn't show if you screenshot it.
So he said he always. He always shaved his thighs and his
like
abs.
Open it, but like you don't click on like.
So when he took pictures, it looked like a girl's.
So then.
Because he lives in Japan.
Go out, turn off your.
What the hell?
Go back in.
The guy lives in Japan, and it's got.
So you like that mode?
Yeah, like
he's got. He's like he says he shaves his like.
Close the app.
Shut up! Oh my god,
Xanax,
keep going.
He shaves his thighs and shaves his ass. And he takes pictures of he takes pictures of himself.
I don't know, he shaves his ass.
And,
Wait, what?
You should be hearing them.
Don't you?
So the crossdresser, he says he takes pictures, he shaves his thighs and shaves his ass. And after that, he takes pictures of himself and he masturbates to it when he dresses up as a guy again. And he says he looks completely different when he dresses up as a girl. Cause that's why he just masturbates to himself. And I was like, this is fucking weird, but I'm alright with it.
I'm alright with it.
Dude,
I was talking to him more, and I had those other people talking too. So all of us were just asking him questions and shit, and he was like telling us like how like he hasn't told anyone in his school. And like he felt like
he felt like, I thought he was
a grown adult.
I know.
the guy's a sophomore.
Oh my god.
Wish
like
he was 10.
Wait, we're sophomores too.
Wish he was 10.
Yeah, we're sophomores too.
I know.
Wait, we are?
Yeah.
Wait.
And then I didn't know on PlayStation, and we talked more, and we were playing the Battlefield 5 beta. And I thought,
that's pretty good.
Me and him both thought it was so garbage. So we were just playing it for background gameplay. So we just talked to each other, and I was telling me like a whole bunch of stories of him like cross dressing and like how he took pictures of himself and like send it to other people.
What the?
And then I thought, like, before I added on PlayStation, we were talking, right?
Charge it up!
He put in the chat, he wants some fat pictures, like, but since it's a meme chat, everyone thought he was joking around. Now everyone's like, no balls, and he sent them.
Oh,
so I was like,
gosh,
oh wow, okay.
Now he almost left the chat.
He got banned off the server once, because, like, the owner of the server, he recently, like, broke up with his girlfriend during the time I was there. He broke up with his girlfriend. They've been dating for like 5 months or like 6 months, and they recently broke up. And he thought she was the one. And like when they broke up, the guy, he went back on the chat and he was like talking about how he's like feeling depressed and shit. And like, I guess the crossdresser guy, he got mad because he always like said how he's depressed and stuff. And he thought he was using it for attention. So he was like, it's like shut the fuck up already. And he's like I'm just expressing myself. Or like, I kind of just express myself. And he's like, shut the fuck up. Like, you keep on expressing yourself and you keep on repeatedly saying it. Like, you're so fucking annoying. I bet you're so annoying with your girlfriend. That's the reason why she broke up with you.
Oh, damn.
Oh.
I want to beat that guy up now.
And,
that guy, I know.
Nah, that's called, it's he,
Smash.
Um,
Smash.
After that, he banned him off the server, and after that, he let him back in. It's cause like I guess like he was also an admin on the server, so he's like he just banned him and he just added him back because I guess he like said he's sorry and shit.
Sorry.
Yeah, like, I guess the person that also was a crossdresser was going through some shit right there, and he was getting mad because like I guess one of his friends committed suicide, and he was like feeling really mad.
Oh, man.
That happened, so like he saw like the chat and he was talking about being depressed and shit. So he's like, he thought he was using it for attention, because and since his friend recently died, he got mad at him. Oh, no, that's when he said that shit.
Oh man, so I'm like, damn, do you still talk to him?
No, but I still have him on PlayStation.
No, he dates him.
Yeah,
Xavier, do you have any stories?
No.
And these suck.
Okay. There's this one time, my ex sister.
Your ex?
Yeah, I was gonna say your ex sister.
Yes, Michael.
No, my ex girlfriend's sister.
She asked Michael out.
Yeah.
She tried to ask Michael out too.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, she did?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah,
you know,
Abby's sister.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh my God, I had that story.
Dude, like, no. Cause like, she was like, hey, I'm like, hey. She's like, how are you? I'm like, good. She's like, so you're kind of cute, and can we start dating? I'm like, what the fuck?
Wait, she said she told you straight out?
She slowly like progressed into like the can we start dating thing. I'm like, look.
Like how long? Like an hour or like days or two?
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Oh, 30 minutes.
Dude, she took at least like 2 days just to tell that to me.
So then I was like, then I was like,
when I told Nikki he liked her.
Oh,
like, straight up walked in front
of me. Like, then I was like, I'm a kind of a sophomore. It's like, see, you don't want to date a freshman? That's kind of weird.
Freshman?
Like, what the fuck was it? She was freshman.
Freshmen are hella hot. I'm just kidding.
Shut up.
Joanna.
She's ugly, dude.
And then,
Big tit freshman?
Dude, stop.
Me?
And
okay.
Then,
okay.
And then she's like, and then I'm like, what's your name? She's like, Alexa. I'm like, what's your last name? She's like, do you know Abby? She's like, yeah, she's my sister. I'm like, well, I don't want to do anything with your family right now or ever.
Oh,
so
No,
I said that. And she's like, just because.
I know.
That's why.
Oh, dude, like, shut up.
Because then, like, she's like, just because you still, because she thought, when I said that, she's like, she thought I still liked her, Abby. She's like, just because you want to be with someone that doesn't love you, and you don't want to be with someone that's in love with you, she's like, you're messed up. And then, like, all right, I was like, all right, I'm going to end this conversation. I was like, all right, I'm going to go to bed now. She's like, just tell me when you want a date. I'm like,
what? Like, she expects it? Like, what? Like, should I just tell me whenever you want? God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so no one told them about this now?
What?
No one told them about this podcast?
No.
I got a story, though.
No, I had to...
Oh, go ahead.
Xavier's, Abby's sister, yeah, she tried to go out with me, too. But like, she was like, it took a very long time, kid. No, okay, so
she asked him first, then she asked me.
No, really?
Oh, so you were about to get sloppy second.
Oh, damn. Okay, so wait, I forgot how it started. I don't know. She just said like,
love you.
Damn, no.
She's like, I love you. Oh my God.
Okay, I don't mean this in a mean way, but like,
this. We're just exposing him on the internet.
I don't mean this in a mean way though, but like,
nobody's gonna watch this.
I know.
Watch it become like the number one video on YouTube.
And switch up this turn one and see if it pops up. And then it comes up, guys, like, oh.
It's like the most viewed YouTube podcast.
Anyway, I remember like it took like a couple days, and I remember because she was like going through some stuff, and because she sent me a picture of her wrist like all slit. And like,
I just exposed it right then and there.
I'm just gonna stop talking. I don't want to talk.
No, tell the story.
No, tell it.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares actually.
Bitch, lasagna.
The picture of her wrist slit was just a picture of lasagna.
Dude, no, like it was actually her wrist slit. I was like, dude.
Or it could be lasagna.
And I kept talking to her like, don't do this because I don't like when people do that because they always say like,
who does?
Make them do it.
No, because there's like there's no help. Like nobody's
my clan.
Because every year like
it releases hormones.
No, because everybody says like there's nobody here to help me, but like you can talk to like
pisses,
your parents.
That pisses me off too.
Like there's teachers, there's your friends' parents, like they just people need to help.
Like, there's your mom, there's your actual like parents that actually care about you.
Okay, so anyway, so and then
you don't know about that.
And then in front of her,
might
and,
act, but you know.
And then like the first thing that came to mind was how come she's not telling her sister this? Like she's
because,
going.
Like, I know how like people like when you do something like stupid like that, you don't want to tell anyone else because you feel like you're gonna get judged, like really judged.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. There's other ways to cope with it. Know, right? Like, go for a walk.
Okay. Some retards are just like, start drinking.
they're like, oh yeah, I just got like,
dual Uzis.
It did actually.
Okay, yeah, actually, I'm gonna say this story tomorrow.
Let's talk about me.
Okay, we need to change.
I got one more story.
We need to change the topic. Bird Box. Thoughts on it? It
sucks.
Let me talk. Let me talk. Okay, go. Since we're on the topic of depression,
let me finish. Oh my god, Daniel.
So, I'm not retarded. So, I have depression for 4 years now, and I haven't cut myself or haven't done anything stupid as fuck.
Can't just change the topic, dude.
I'm just like, what I'm doing, like, I'm helping other people that have depression. Like, I'm doing that and, like, not telling anyone more. Like, so I'm helping out a whole bunch of people right now with depression, and nobody knows, and you guys are finding this out. And, like, a whole bunch of them are saying how they, like, cut themselves and shit, and all that. I'm right there, like, why?
Yeah,
like,
why?
They always say that they like want to feel something because they can't, like, they always feel sad. And I'm right here just like,
you just punch your shoulder.
I'm just dealing with it, dude. Like, you gotta deal with life sometimes. Like, even though life feels like shit sometimes, and like you want to like die, because like there's been so much moments I almost killed myself. But I was like, nah, I shouldn't do it, because I know everyone else and all my friends, like, and all my family are gonna just like,
I saved your life in 6th grade.
Yeah, you saved my life in 6th grade because I was going to kill myself and Kyle stopped me.
Wait, you're like, how? How did he stop you?
He said no.
He just said no, and he convinced me to not kill myself.
No.
No, I said
more like,
than
that. Yeah, I thought, I'm being honest.
But I forgot what you said.
I thought like he was at your house, no, and like, no, you're going to cut your wrist, and like, damn, and he came in and he was like, damn, no, don't do
no,
it.
No, I thought he was
giving you a
hand.
I just go inside his house at random times.
Don't do it.
No, I thought he was giving you a hand.
Let me do it. Let me say it. So like, I was in the 6th grade, and all that, like, there's these girls that are gonna, they told me that they're gonna spread rumors saying that I was like a pedophile or something.
A sixth grader.
I know who it was.
And like, yeah, you know who it is, right?
Who
is
it?
And I had like, they said that I was gonna, they're gonna like tell everyone that I was a pedophile and how I was a pervert, and like always like looked at girls like in the restrooms and shit. So you never did that. I never did that. So they're gonna accuse me of that, and like they said they're gonna try and ruin my reputation. So like,
what reputation? You were 6th grade.
I was just a regular kid. I was a kid. You tell everyone that, like, Daniel
yeah,
looks
no
at
one
a whole bunch
would
of
like
shit.
You.
No one would like me. So like, I got super sad, and now that like that day they told me that I was gonna kill myself. I told Kyle, like, Kyle, I think I'm gonna, I was crying, and I was like telling Kyle like, hi, I just want to fucking end it. Like, and now that Kyle was just like, telling
stop.
Me, like a whole bunch of shit. Like, Kyle was telling me so much shit that like convinced me not to do it, and like, that's why like, I'm gonna date Kyle. He convinced me to not do it, and then like 6th grade, because that one simple thing, that started my depression in my whole life. Like, I still have depression to this day. And I started going to a therapist, but it's not because of that anymore. It's just because like life just sucks ass.
It does.
Like, you guys gotta, like, sometimes you gotta go. Like in school, like a whole bunch of shit. Like I mean, I was going through a whole bunch of stuff, and I had to like do so much assignments for
like,
school and shit. So I'm like, I give it up.
Like,
now I was like, this year I was gonna kill myself. Last year I was gonna kill myself. In 8th grade, I was gonna kill myself. In 7th grade was like a right year for me, because I was like, it's going pretty good, and that's when my depression wasn't as bad. In 8th grade, it's just like.
Sacramento trip.
Johnny gets hit. He was in our group, and his mom went all out. She's like,
yeah,
we're gonna press charges.
His mom's already Rambo mode. She's like, we're gonna press charges.
Hamon's mom about to pass out because she was walking.
You guys still Abraham? You guys still call Abraham Hamon?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
No, that's Rest's mom.
Dude, it's a new year. No, Abraham got a new mom.
Rest doesn't have a mom.
Dude, we should just stop the podcast and start
Abraham
over. Start over.
Going good.
Start over.
No, Michael.
I'm gonna pour the tea on you.
Michael, we'll stop talking. We'll stop talking about that, okay?
I'll continue about, like, you want me to continue about what I'm talking about? Like, how,
no,
myself?
We should just start talking about, like, depression. Right,
we need to get on a happy
topic. That's
okay.
What I'm gonna start getting to.
Okay,
talking.
Okay.
I gotta talk about the girl I met.
No, I got a topic.
Fuck,
no.
No,
The Last of Us 2.
You're just yelling.
I know I am.
You know what, Daniel? Get out of here.
Like, that was stupid shit. Now that I have to go over it. Now I'm just helping other people with depression.
Okay. So
right now, my life's going really good right now. So I'm depressed. Like, I'm
so
depressed.
So if anybody's gonna watch this podcast, don't do anything stupid to any people, or don't give it to
suicide. Don't expose, like,
don't
other people
be
on the internet.
I'm an asshole, so I can expose anyone I want. But, like,
and you, like,
Yeah, let's just do what Xavier said. Let's just talk about Bird Box. Okay, so I did Bird Box.
No, no.
Bird Box is I'm just saying it's stupid.
We all know it's stupid.
No, no, no. Can we just talk about like how like there's like a really
how beautiful
good
life is.
Can we talk about
like
the new golf?
Dude, Jensen's like this one.
Shut up, Omar.
Okay, so like, you know, like those, they make like a good movie. Like, you know, like Boss Baby? Like, it wasn't good.
But
like,
what?
Boss Baby is like,
oh, Boss Baby. Okay.
People liked it.
What?
It's a legendary movie.
But, like, I don't like it.
The
dude.
Netflix
it
decides to make a TV show about it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, whenever like there's a movie and like Netflix decides to make like a show on it. Like
yeah, I know, I saw that.
I know, I saw it. I didn't see it.
I watched the first episode.
I watched the second one. I started jerking off midway.
Like,
the baby!
Shut up.
Are you guys gonna be cutting this shit?
Are we talking about Big Mouth?
Big Mouth,
Big
Mouth,
Big Boss Baby, dude.
I hear every basic
exactly
white girl talking about it at school. I'm like,
yeah,
bro, just go drink your Starbucks and chill.
Yeah.
Get back in, get back in, no, get back into your, no, guys, get back into your gray Corolla and drive off with your Uggs, bro.
Don't forget the Starbucks.
Don't forget your McMuffin, bro.
Don't forget the K-pop.
Don't forget the K-pop in California.
We've just described vanilla.
I remember in fourth grade, I had Beneva in Miss Simpson's class. Beneva, I had her in Miss Simpson's class, and she had like this bubblegum colored puffy jacket. And I remember one time I just bit it for some reason.
Like a big ass
bite. I was like, ah. And then, you guys know Joanna, that one girl?
Yeah.
With retarded toes?
Yes!
Okay. So, she, like, at the time, I really liked Legos, but I was too poor to afford them. So, like, she brought, like, two Lego guys, or actually, like, a couple of them to school, and she dropped them in her sweater, and I just jacked those guys, and, like, for the rest of the day, she's like, what the fuck? and then I just had him in my pocket, and dude, I got so suspicious one time because I was reaching in my pocket for my pencil, and I accidentally grabbed one of the heads. I put it on the table, and the head was right there. She almost looked, and I went like that. and she grabbed the pencil, and then I was like, yeah. Dude, I was such a bad kid, bro.
Dude, I was such a bad kid, I ate muffins past bedtime.
I was such a bad kid, I drank milk without my mom's consent.
It was chocolate, too.
Chocolate was too much.
Like a brain, handle it, man.
Dude, I was such a bad kid, I sniffed the beer can when it was empty.
Dude, I looked at a beer can.
I said,
heck. Oh, you ruined it.
Go jump in the pool.
Oh, okay.
Jump in the pool, man.
Michael, push him in the pool. I'll give you $20 right now.
I already have $20.
I have $20 right now. Oh, never mind.
I have nothing.
So today, I went to the mall, right? And I was trying to get the illegal Civ Converse collab. Like, you guys don't probably know what it is.
The what?
Like, the illegal Civ Converse collab is like this pretty cool brand. It's called Illegal Civilization. No, I was going to get the black ones because that's all I had. And you know what happens? My mom was like, it says illegal. You can't get them. What? I was like, bro, I was like, I got so pissed too. I was like, dude, are you serious? I came all the way just to pay for these $70 shoes. And so
you're
I
no?
We were walking out of the store. I'm like, mom, I'm gonna get
like,
the shoes.
This is America.
I told my mom, I'm gonna get those shoes and like, go get them then. And I went to go ask for my size. And then she's like, let me go see in the back because this was at Zoomies. And then she comes back with the same shoe, but a different box. There's Converse on it. I'm like, yeah, these are probably the ones. And she's like, yeah, these are the basic ones I found. I'm like, I got so mad. I'm like, all right. And then she's like, you want to get these? Because these are just the original Converse. I'm like, no, I want the illegal Civ ones. And she's like, yeah, you can't get those. I'm like, and I was like, I was about to say, if you say that just because it says the word illegal,
wait, wait, you went to the mall today?
Yeah.
Well, what time did you go to the mall?
I don't know, right, like now? Around 3.
Oh, aren't they? Okay,
oh, I was
there.
Right,
guys, I
worst game I've ever played.
The worst game I've ever played. Simps up all night.
Hey, I got the game because it was 40 cents.
Oh my god, but why?
Yeah, it was only 40 cents. And it was on sale.
That's hard.
Dude, if it was free, Battlefield, dude, come on.
Worst game.
Hey.
No. Battlefield 5 is garbage.
Shut up.
Battlefield 4.
Okay. You haven't even played that shit.
You know who asked me if I had the game? Israel A.
Yeah, dude,
but
he asked
you don't
me
have it, so you wouldn't know how good it is.
He asked me about playing GTA 5 earlier. He's like, you want to play GTA 5? And I was like, dude, I don't even have that.
I don't even have an Xbox.
I said Isaiah has GTA 5, and he's like, ask him. And I was like, ask him what? And he's like, if he wants to play. And I was like, dude, he doesn't want to.
So he would ask.
He's like, can you ask him?
Oh, the worst game I've ever played. The worst game I've ever played. The worst game I've ever played.
Stop. Like, I should be serious.
No, shut the fuck up. I'm going to stalk this shit.
He loves Truce, dude.
I don't love it. I like it. There's a difference. No, the worst game I've ever played, though, was like, has to be Zelda.
Oh, no. Which one?
Zelda, which one?
The Legend of Link? What?
Which one?
I don't want to say it. Just say it.
Say it.
It's not Zelda. Breath of the Wild.
It's Mario.
Which Mario?
It's Mario.
I like that one a lot.
If it's 64, then...
I like that one.
I like that one too. It better not be that one.
Who doesn't like Mario 64?
No,
like,
me.
You're actually a alien if you don't like it.
This guy right there is like... No, I thought, like, it's,
Mafia City.
That's the best game, actually. I'm just kidding. Oh my god. You can become like a level 99 boss in like 2 minutes.
Not even 2 minutes. Oh, like 10 seconds.
Block Post, that's the worst game I ever played in my life.
You shut Block Post. Cause you suck at it, dude.
The ping is so shit. You're playing Russian servers, dude.
Me and Kyle are so good at that.
The internet's good for me, but like...
The game is its back.
The gaming is garbage. The movement is garbage.
It's a bad concept, but it gets pretty fun cause like it's so garbage.
Everyone spawn kills in that game.
It would be fun if like...
No, it would be fun if it was just a better game. Like if
what do you mean?
If there wasn't overpowered weapons?
Yes. You die in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, you die like in 1 shot.
With the Groza?
And
like, that, like especially how you gotta pay for the crates.
They're like 25 cents.
Poor 50 cents.
Poor ass.
A pixelated game. It's like a copy of Pixelgun 3D on PC, but...
Pixelgun 3D sucks, though. Pixelgun 3D sucks, though.
It's 50 cents for a crate.
It's 50 cents for a crate and 50 cents for a key.
No, because you have to buy a key.
Poor ass.
You have to buy a key. You gotta waste a dollar.
This is basically...
The crates are free.
The keys are the ones you have to pay for.
An amazing game.
No, they aren't, dude. I was on that shit. I was like, hey, you guys said there's a free crate.
Hey, at least you're not Kyle that actually spent money on Roblox.
Roblox, that was
worth it. Dude, Raz spent like $100 on Roblox.
I spent $210 on
Roblox. Raz is the one who beat it anyway.
Wait, this campaign
talks shit about
Raz. I think if someone asked Raz if he beat Roblox, and he's like, "Yeah, I beat it." Roblox is just different games you can play online. There's no campaigns.
No. It was 8th grade promotion night, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And he was like, I was next to him, and we were like, I was like, "Hey, Raz, what's your favorite console?" I'm like, "Do you have a console?" He's like, "Yeah, PlayStation." I'm like, "Oh, cool." I'm like, "What game do you have for?" He's like, "Halo." And then like all you did like turn around and say, "Dude, are you stupid?"
I remember in the fifth grade, Raz is dumbass. I was like, I'm just kidding.
If you guys follow him on Instagram, is nothing but his face. Like his face, he takes selfies. Like
I remember. Say,
Raz is such a retard.
Oh my god!
One, it was in the fifth grade, and I thought, I was in the fifth grade, and I was talking to him, and I was all like. Man, that sucks that Halo Reach isn't on the PlayStation 3, huh? And he's like, "I have it on the PlayStation 3." And I was like, "No, you don't." And he's like,
it's only for
Xbox. And he's like, "No, I have it." And I'm like, "You have it." And he's like, "Yes, I have it." And he's like, I'm like, "How do you have Halo Reach on a PlayStation 3? And he was like, "I just have it. I bought it on this one.com." I'm like,
"On this what? Wait, what's it called? What?
On this one.com, that's all he said.
On this one.com?
Oh, he's probably talking about that, but like, then he's like, I thought you were talking about Minecraft, dude.
I told him to bring the disc to school the next day. He didn't bring it, but he bring his Master Chief, like,
collectible?
Because this came with
Master
it.
Chief, like, the action figure. You know, it's huge.
Dude, I've always wanted one.
He said he spent, like, $30 on it, and now that someone's like, "Oh, I'll buy that off you for $5. He's like, "All right."
What?
For $5, and the thing should have been, like, worth... For like 40 or something.
Dude, I remember I did that to Raz one time. He was selling me I think it was a small action figure, and it had like 25 cents on me. And he said he wasted like $5 on that. And like what they called, I give it, and like he then later on, I literally told him no refunds, or like nothing like that. No, you're not gonna get this back after you buy it, or after I buy it, whatever. But like yeah, but like I bought it off him. And then later on, he's like, "Can I have it back?" I was like, nah, you ain't getting this back, bro. This is mine.
Remember, most retarded moment. I know Xavier knows about this, but you guys don't. Fucking freshman year in agri science.
He brought a Minecraft potion.
He brought a Minecraft what? Potion.
Dude, I saw that.
He brought it to impress Ferreira. And Ferreira was like, put that away.
And like, it was middle of working on our agri-science project, which was like serious back then.
Dude, he failed his agri-science project. Because literally, like, he left his project in the class during winter break. He didn't do that at all.
His project was the effects of how much water you give plants, like, does it affect their growth? He left it in Ferrer's classroom over all winter break.
And he got to
and
it.
And he never got to water them.
It's just right there dying. Like,
no.
No, the one.
No, you,
the
know
most...
you know who was worse? Anissa.
Oh, fuck.
She made up her entire
Bro,
project.
No. Anissa's so creepy, you know why? What? So it was like in.
She's all singing, she's like.
In eighth grade.
During, no, in.
Dude, we're just basically talking about people. Okay. I thought we were talking about something else.
The beginning of freshman year, she hits me up on Instagram, and she's all saying, like, hey, Omar, I'm like, what? And she's like, and I was acting so stupid to her because I didn't want to talk to her anymore. I was like, I just told her, like, I just told, this is my mom, or this is Omar's mom. Yeah, he just died. I told her that. And then, like, the next week, I went to gas station, and she was right there. And then I just, like, I put my hood on, and it was, like, it was the same exact hoodie, too, because I've had this one for a long time. And I just, like, walk in, and she's like, wait, Omar? I'm like... I was able to like successfully leave the store without her noticing, kind of. And then and what's called, like, whenever I get home, I get her texting, like, was that you at the gas range? And I was like, no, this is Omar's mom. Like, he's actually dead. and then she's like, no, he's not. I just saw him at the gas range. She's like, no, you don't understand. He's actually dead.
His spirit lives on.
In eighth grade, you know what I did as well? Whenever I was like, I just like, she wanted to, I think she liked me for something, but I told her, I was like so stupid. I told her, I'm actually a Russian spy. she believed that shit, bro.
What?
She believed that I put on such a good Russian accent at the time.
I feel like if I ever told anyone that, they'd believe me because I would act like a Russian.
Because like,
yeah. You're just like a Slav.
Dude, she believed me so much though. It was around her friend. I told her, like, I'm gonna get picked up today. Because I was actually getting picked up. And my mom, like, just walks in. And like, and then she's like, they called me on the intercom saying that, Omar, can you please come to the office? I told her, like, in the Russian accent, I'm like, this is the last time I see you.
Yeah, wait, say it in the Russian accent.
I can't, because I don't have it as good, but I was like, this is the last time I see you. I was like, this is the last time I see you.
This is the last time I see you.
This is the last time I see you, comrade.
I told her exactly like that, but that's because I had a better accent back then.
Somebody was in the freaking bathroom. You're probably listening right now.
Oh, he was like, oh.
The window's closed.
The light's and I left, and like the next week, the next day I see her at school, and then she's like, Omar, get back. I'm like, my name's Omar. I did so much to her, like, it was so unbelievable. Like, okay, this might sound so weird. This might sound so weird, but in second grade, I told her to take off her shoe.
Oh my god.
You were Ms. Davis' class, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it was Ms. Davis' class.
I don't remember, I was sitting
right next to her, right? And you know what I did? I told her to take off her shoe so I can steal her shoe. Just so I can throw it away later. And she's like, and she's all nervous about it, and she took it off. I snatched that shit, and like, once we get outside, I throw it and I just run.
She's all running,
all retarded.
She's all running, like,
and then,
one more.
Michael, one time. Remember that one time we were going outside to play hopscotch? It was like the whole class, Ms. Davis' class, and like, I was hella sick, and I just vomit the moment I did. You remember that?
I remember that.
That was so funny, because I was like, you guys better step back. I was like, oh. I remember
at FJY, I used to run like Sonic the Hedgehog.
And you know what happened in sixth grade? In sixth grade, me and Luis Sandoval, we made him play.
Yeah,
out of paper, and we were by the choir room, and we're just like, ah. No, so yeah,
me and Luis Sandoval, we had choir together, I think.
Yeah, I choir with you guys.
And then, yeah, and, but like, and we had also we'd also had Miss McDonald's class. During science, we made these projects. So we made like hidden blades. We stapled them together, and we made like we put them to our wrist, and we went to like next to the choir area, and we were just like, we were just acting like straight assassins, and that's all we were talking about. Cause me and Xavier, we had like this like Lego thing.
Oh, the Lego.
Yeah,
the
Lego face. We were like the black market for Legos, basically. every time KC got into it, like, remember that one white kid?
Everyone in the school got into that.
Yeah,
I was like, they're like Halo Knights.
Castle Rock was stronger, though.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Castle Rock was bringing back Beyblades.
Beyblades right now.
They're
the historical plaques.
They're bringing it back in middle school.
Yeah, they're bringing it back.
My brother goes to middle school. He told me that, like, he saw these one kids. They had, like, the thing,
Some kid loses.
Remember Tech Decks?
Shut the fuck up.
No, Adrian has a Tech Deck.
It's not online. Dude, take off online. Tech Decks are also popular in 6th grade.
Do you remember Maddox?
Yeah.
Remember he brought us entire Tech Deck?
No, that wasn't Maddox.
That was the other white kid.
No, go right there. Maddox was such a fuck.
That black kid?
I hate him so much in Castle Rock.
He came to my house like almost every single day.
Okay, I remember the trends in middle school. It was Legos, it was Tech Decks.
Kendama. Mine got
fidget
stolen.
Fidget spinners.
Alexis Morales still uses a fidget spinner.
Who?
Alexis Morales.
Dude, he's so
good. He has like a red metallic fidget spinner.
Dude,
like,
he's like
the cheapiest one.
Alexis Morales is one of those kids that believes that like drinking tea every day is healthy for you, and like
you only have an hour.
Okay. Who cares? Who wants to tell their last story?
We still have like five minutes. Alexis Morales is one of those kids that thinks reading books makes him smart. And fidget spinners calls him down.
Because I was standing up.
Okay, remember when we were going picking olives Alexis Morales was like, I did half this warrant, I deserve half the credit. We're like, dude, shut up. We all know Jimmy did the
warrant. Okay, guys, we gotta do the gamer anthem.
This is before we're
before our hands and our pants.
What the hell is the gamer anthem?
I know what's the gamer anthem. What are you doing?
Oh my god. Okay, guys.
6-3, 6-4. Dude, I'm 6-1.
We got 4 minutes left.
Oh my god. It's perfect over, Mickey.
What is that, Kyle? It's a thick motherfucker.
Dude, imagine
Minecraft?
Yeah.
We still need to build it, dude.
Nah, you still haven't said anything.
Can I guess? Daniel, remember in middle school, the talent show? Maddie went up. And I was like, what's she gonna do? Cut herself?
Oh, yeah. Remember Mr. Cactus?
Yeah, you're like, you gotta read the blade. Is this ghost?
No, it was a fox. It was just one of the fox. Yeah. And we were in Mr. Cactus' class, and I went up to her, I was like, did you order these razor blades?
Did
I tell you the story? In eighth grade.
Kyle!
Guys, in middle school, I used to hang out with Maddie so much. Remember, I told you she tried fucking me? Dude, it was in the library. I used to hang out there because that's where all the weeboos would hang out. So I was just there to see how they would do, right? And like Maddie, I was sitting in the corner trying to read a book, just actually read a book for the first time. And then I was just trying to avoid her that day. And she goes up to me, she like literally pins me to the ground, and she's like trying to like, dude, I felt a bulge.
On me.
It was like poking me. It was weird. It was funny though.
Go up there. Remember when this is the woman at the talent show?
Dude, turn it off. Remember, she sang that song, I Know What You Did Last Summer?
You just end it whenever you want to.
She's like, you get dirty.
Oh, yeah, she's trying to have
you.
No balls.
Okay.
This is the end of our podcast. Okay, this is the end of the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Yeah. You know, we might be making more.
Wolfgang, we 6 and G.
Shut up.
Oh my god.
Okay, yeah, that's the end.